The Christmas Candy Auditions. The Butterscotch Theater is getting ready to hold auditions for their annual summer amateur variety show. A prospect that has the worn-out theater manager, Mr. Snickers, less than thrilled. Add to his irritation, a snarky juvenile delinquent, John DeTour.
Call me JD.
Doing community service under Snickers' direction. On top of that, there is an oppressive July heat wave, and all Snickers can think to do is escape by eating the sandwich delivered by Kate, the sweet cafeteria lady, and settling in for a long nap at his desk. His nap turns out to be more than just sleep, however. Aided by the fragrant aroma of Kate's sweet treat, he awakens to a cold December day in Butterscotch Theater to find a helpful assistant, Johnny, urging him to start the auditions for a variety of candies and treats, hoping to be chosen as the official Christmas candy. Swept up in the alternate reality of his dream, Snickers decides to go with the flow and allows Johnny, who looks strangely familiar, to run the auditions. Characters like the Gumshoe Duo, the Lovely Lollipops, and the Cute Candy Canes, as well as some other snacks who sneak in, form a zany musical parade of fun, confusion, and sweetness as Snickers tries to make sense out of why Christmas even needs its own special candy. When Snickers is ready to give up and send everybody home, even after hearing a beautiful poem by the red and white striped Tessa Candy Cane, Johnny figures out a way to help her complete her important audition. The lullaby-like quality of her song helps Snickers doze off comfortably. Tessa leaves him a memento, a red and white candy cane with her poem about Jesus on it. Back in July at Butterscotch Theater, as Snickers naps, JD has been talking with some talented kids just outside the theater. He comes up with a great idea for the summer amateur variety show, Christmas in July, hoping he can finally do something productive at work and maybe even cheer up his grumpy boss. He awakens Snickers, excited to have him audition the kids he met and hear his idea. Snickers enjoys auditioning the kids who also look strangely familiar. So does the candy cane memento he finds on his desk. Will Snickers find the reality in all that's transpired? Will Snickers and JD find a way to get along? Will Tessa's poem help Snickers and JD realize what Christmas is really about? Find out in this sweet musical comedy, The Christmas Candy Auditions.